The United States has decried the violence in Syria and has called on its President Bashar al-Assad to step down. But Washington has little leverage with Damascus. That's in part because there are no U.S. military bases there. The small Central Asian country of Kyrgyzstan, by contrast, has hosted a U.S. base since 2001. It's been a crucial transit point for international operations in Afghanistan, but it's also been a flashpoint for anti-U.S. sentiment. Now base commanders are reaching out to the local population, not just the ruling family. Lily Jamali reports from Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan.
After spending the past year in the Shindan province of Afghanistan, U.S. Army Sergeant Andrew Stone is finally able to pack up his flak jacket and head home.
It's a long day, no sleep, trying to get prepared to come here. It's a lot of preparation to come back.
Sergeant Stone and his unit are heading back to Fort Hood, Texas, through Manas Transit Center in Kyrgyzstan. 9 out of 10 U.S. service members serving in Afghanistan pass through this base. Manas Transit Center also handles 30% of air refueling operations for the NATO mission and serves as a key passage point for supplies. Since Americans arrived here in 2001, Manas Transit Center has been both a financial boon and a political hot potato in Kyrgyzstan, a former Soviet republic with strong ties to Moscow. Russia also has a military base here. In 2006, former President Kurmanbek Bakiyev evicted the U.S., apparently under pressure from Moscow, only to change his mind after Washington tripled the rent. Bakiyev was ousted in a violent uprising last year. Professor Alex Cooley of Barnard College studies the politics surrounding U.S. military bases abroad. He says up until Bakiyev was forced out, Washington made the same compromise that now plagues its policy throughout the Arab world, supporting an unpopular strongman in exchange for a military stronghold.
When the Bakiyev government collapsed here, there was a lot of antipathy towards the base and accusations that the embassy had cut off links with the opposition, that it had not criticized the human rights violations, attacks against journalists, regression in freedoms, and so forth, all because of the presence of the base.
As a new world order emerges from the Arab Spring, Cooley says now more than ever, Washington needs to challenge authoritarian host countries on touchy topics like human rights.
It's much better to try and anticipate political change than to become a guardian of the status quo, which is really the default and fallback position when we sort of contract with authoritarian or semi-authoritarian states.
Cooley acknowledges it's a delicate diplomatic task, but he says the money the U.S. spends on its bases can be used as leverage. And he says there needs to be another change. The U.S. has to reach out to the public, not just a host country's government or ruling family. Since Bakiyev fled, the U.S. Air Force has overhauled its public relations strategy in Kyrgyzstan. They shed their low profile and started inviting in local media. Last October, they launched a Russian-language website, followed by a Kyrgyz in May. Colonel Dwight Soans was the base commander at Manas until earlier this year.
Oftentimes in the past, there have been rumors about the transit center and things that we do or don't do. But by being as transparent as possible, those rumors and those hearsays are all dispelled. And people go, you know what? It's not as clandestine as we thought it was originally.
Military leaders here are eager to tout the millions of dollars the base pumps into the local economy. The U.S. Air Force puts out a newsletter every month detailing economic development projects it funds around the country.
This one is, again, $40. It's a small one. This one is $80.
Some American dollars end up in the pockets of locals. Anastasia Mialenko sells Kyrgyz textiles at a bazaar on the base twice a month. Mialenko estimates as much as 3/4 of her income comes from selling at this market.
Families live mostly only on this income.
But the money earned by people like Mialenko is a relative pittance. Big ticket items like fuel contracts have the potential to upset the shaky trust the U.S. has managed to cultivate. Media in Kyrgyzstan are watching closely to make sure the U.S. doesn't sign any more sweetheart deals with government officials or their family members. Despite the troop drawdown in Afghanistan, Washington still wants a military footprint here, possibly for years to come. And the U.S. experiment with openness in this volatile place could become a model for how U.S. bases operate around the world. For The World, I'm Lily Jamali in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan.